Section 3. Origins of Buddhism.
If you were there. You are a trader traveling in northern India in about 520 BC. As you pass through a town, you see a crowd of people sitting silently in the shade of a huge tree. A man sitting at the foot of the tree begins to speak about how one ought to live. His words are like nothing you have heard from the Hindu priests. Will you stay to listen? Why or why not?
Building background. The Jains were not the only ones to break from Hinduism. In the 500s BC, a young Indian prince attracted many people to his teachings about how people should live. Siddhartha's search for wisdom. In the late 500s BC, a restless young man, dissatisfied with the teachings of Hinduism, began to ask his own questions about life and religious matters. In time, he found answers. These answers attracted many followers, and the young man's ideas became the foundation of a major new religion in India. The quest for answers. The restless young man was Siddhartha Gautama. Born around 563 BC in northern India near the Himalayas, Siddhartha was a prince who grew up in luxury. Born a Kshatriya, a member of the warrior class, Siddhartha never had to struggle with the problems that many people of his time faced. However, Siddhartha was not satisfied. He felt that something was missing in his life. Siddhartha looked around him and saw how hard other people had to work and how much they suffered. He saw people grieving for lost loved ones and wondered why there was so much pain in the world. As a result, Siddhartha began to ask questions about the meaning of human life. Before Siddhartha reached age 30, he left his home and family to look for answers. His journey took him to many regions in India. Wherever he traveled, he had discussions with priests and people known for their wisdom. Yet no one could give convincing answers to Siddhartha's questions. The Buddha finds enlightenment. Siddhartha did not give up. Instead, he became even more determined to find the answers he was seeking. For several years, he wandered in search of answers. Siddhartha wanted to free his mind from daily concerns. For a while, he did not even wash himself. He also started fasting or going without food. He devoted much of his time to meditation, the focusing of the mind on spiritual ideas. According to legend, Siddhartha spent 6 years wandering throughout India. He eventually came to a place near the town of Gaya, close to the Ganges River. There, he sat down under a tree and meditated. After 7 weeks of deep meditation, he suddenly had the answers that he had been looking for. He realized that human suffering comes from 3 things. Wanting what we like but do not have. Wanting to keep what we like and already have, and not wanting what we dislike but have. Siddhartha spent 7 more weeks meditating under the tree, which his followers later named the Tree of Wisdom. He then described his new ideas to 5 of his former companions. His followers later called this talk the First Sermon. Siddhartha Gautama was about 35 years old when he found enlightenment under the tree. From that point on, he would be called the Buddha, or the Enlightened One. The Buddha spent the rest of his life traveling across northern India and teaching people his ideas. Teachings of Buddhism. As he traveled, the Buddha gained many followers, especially among India's merchants and artisans. He even taught his views to a few kings. These followers were the first believers in Buddhism, a religion based on the teachings of the Buddha. The Buddha was raised Hindu, and many of his teachings reflected Hindu ideas. Like Hindus, he believed that people should act morally and treat others well. In one of his sermons, he said, "Let a man overcome anger by love. Let him overcome the greedy by liberality or giving, the liar by truth. This is called progress in the discipline or training of the blessed." The Buddha, quoted in The History of Nations, India. Four Noble Truths. At the heart of the Buddha's teachings were four guiding principles. These became known as the Four Noble Truths. 1. Suffering and unhappiness are a part of human life. No one can escape sorrow. 2. Suffering comes from our desires for pleasure and material goods. People cause their own misery because they want things they cannot have. 3. People can overcome desire and ignorance and reach nirvana, a state of perfect peace. Reaching nirvana frees the soul from suffering and from the need for further reincarnation. 4. People can overcome ignorance and desire by following an eightfold path that leads to wisdom, enlightenment, and salvation. The chart on the next page shows the steps in the eightfold path. The Buddha believed that this path was a middle way between human desires and denying oneself any pleasure. He believed that people should overcome their desire for material goods. They should, however, be reasonable and not starve their bodies or cause themselves unnecessary pain. Challenging Hindu Ideas. Some of the Buddha's teachings challenge traditional Hindu ideas. For example, the Buddha rejected many of the ideas contained in the Vedas, such as animal sacrifice. He told people that they did not have to follow these texts. The Buddha challenged the authority of the Hindu priests, the Brahmins. He did not believe that they or their rituals were necessary for enlightenment. Instead, he taught that it was the responsibility of each individual to work for his or her own salvation. Priests could not help them. However, the Buddha did not reject the Hindu teaching of reincarnation. He taught that people who failed to reach nirvana would have to be reborn time and time again until they achieved it. The Buddha was opposed to the caste system. He didn't think that people should be confined to a particular place in society. Everyone who followed the Eightfold Path properly, he said, would achieve nirvana. It didn't matter what varna or caste they had belonged to in life, as long as they lived the way they should. The Buddha's opposition to the caste system won him support from the masses. Many of India's herdsmen, farmers, artisans, and untouchables liked hearing that their low social rank would not be a barrier to enlightenment. Unlike Hinduism, Buddhism made them feel that they had the power to change their lives. The Buddha also gained followers among the higher classes. Many rich and powerful Indians welcomed his ideas about avoiding extreme behavior while seeking salvation. By the time of his death around 483 BC, the Buddha's influence was spreading rapidly throughout India. Buddhism spreads. Buddhism continued to attract followers after the Buddha's death. After spreading through India, the religion began to spread to other areas as well. Buddhism spreads in India. According to Buddhist tradition, 500 of the Buddha's followers gathered together shortly after he died. They wanted to make sure that the Buddha's teachings were remembered correctly. In the years after this council, the Buddha's followers spread his teachings throughout India. The ideas spread very quickly because Buddhist teachings were popular and easy to understand. Within 200 years of the Buddha's death, his teachings had spread through most of India. Buddhism spreads beyond India. The spread of Buddhism increased after one of the most powerful kings in India, Asoka, became Buddhist in the 200s BC. Once he converted, he built Buddhist temples and schools throughout India. More importantly, though, he worked to spread Buddhism into areas outside of India. You will learn more about Asoka and his accomplishments in the next section. Asoka sent Buddhist missionaries, or people who worked to spread their religious beliefs, to other kingdoms in Asia. One group of these missionaries sailed to the island of Sri Lanka around 251 BC. Others followed trade routes east to what is now Myanmar and to other parts of Southeast Asia. Missionaries also went north to areas near the Himalayas. Missionaries also introduced Buddhism to lands west of India. They founded Buddhist communities in Central Asia and Persia. They even taught about Buddhism as far away as Syria and Egypt. Buddhism continued to grow over the centuries. Eventually, it spread via the Silk Road into China, then Korea and Japan. Through their work, missionaries taught Buddhism to millions of people. A split within Buddhism. Even as Buddhism spread through Asia, however, it began to change. Not all Buddhists could agree on their beliefs and practices. Eventually, disagreements between Buddhists led to a split within the religion. Two major branches of Buddhism were created, Theravada and Mahayana. Members of the Theravada branch tried to follow the Buddha's teachings exactly as he had stated them. Mahayana Buddhists, though, believed that other people could interpret the Buddha's teachings to help people reach nirvana. Both branches have millions of believers today, but Mahayana is by far the larger branch. Summary and preview. Buddhism, one of India's major religions, grew more popular once it was adopted by rulers of India's great empires. You will learn more about those empires in the next section. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.